Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Thursday, October 14th, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. Haiti faces another crisis on top of natural disaster. World Food Day isn't just about food. And partnering with the new government opens doors for a ministry in Guatemala. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Haiti tops our news today. The country is racked with political violence in the south and disaster in the north. Now, the U.S. State Department has cut off travel to Haiti. That's problematic for Hurricane Ragonaives if outside aid stops. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says,
I don't know how this is going to play out because most of the trouble is in Port-au-Prince, and the only way that Guanaives can be reached is from the south. All the roads from the north have been washed out.
DeHart says right now, the trouble hasn't reached them in their ministry in the mountainous north. However,
the longer the unrest goes on, the tighter the reins are on the efforts to help them. But we can't get through those mountains to get to Guanaives either because the roads are all gone. Pray that things calm down and that somehow or other there's a rain on this terror thing that's going on.
Meanwhile, World Food Day, slated for observance October 16th, is one more reminder of the gap between the haves and the have-nots. Each day, more than 840 million people go to bed hungry. Beyond the statistics and the wrenching stories, Food for the Hungry's Tamara Dutch says,
it's not about guilt. We want to raise awareness. It should be about making a positive, proactive difference in the lives of millions of people whose most basic needs remain unmet. So Food for the Hungry looks at it as a call to action.
Dutch explains meeting physical needs opens the door for ministry.
We are all working for the same God. We all have that as our sole mission. So whatever ministry that those like-minded organizations carry out, we're all working to increase the hope in those communities.
You're listening to Mission Network News. For years, child abuse and poverty were dark secrets hidden behind the closed doors of Guatemala. However, knowing that children are a precious resource for the future of the country, Buckner Orphan Care has launched a new partnership there. Buckner's Amy Norton.
For years and years, the government has not really done anything to help them. There's been a very corrupt government. And now there's, with the new president and first lady in office, they really seem to be trying to turn things around. And we wanted to recognize that.
Norton says the gospel will lay the foundation with a cooperation between the government and the church.
They are beginning programs where they're trying to start providing more education for the children, trying to actually partner with Christian organizations like Buckner to help change the care of the children in the homes and to allow Christian groups to come in and reach out to these children and provide aid and partner with the Guatemalan people and the Guatemalan churches.
Meanwhile, the translation of God's Word is persisting even with distractions in the heart of Papua New Guinea. New Tribes mission teams are working on the Seng Seng translation of the New Testament. On a special trip to check the translation of the Gospel of John, missionaries were confronted with a host of interruptions and distractions, but the team persevered and ended up accomplishing more than expected. Praise God for the progress and pray for continued encouragement. And finally, a South African Christian's burden to reach his native country has resulted in over 180,000 people hearing the message of Christ. Using an old projector and a portable generator, Jan travels to the roads of South Africa showing the Jesus film. Before each film showing, Jan asks the local pastors to do follow-up with those who will respond. He even pays for their time and services from his own wallet. Please pray for Jan and many others who are spreading the hope of Christ throughout South Africa. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, a martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.